Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Ritma's NMLS number 664589. Ian Arnold's NMLS number is 1995469. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard working mortgage guy, Rick Ritma.
Happy Saturday and welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus. We appreciate you joining us. This is Rick Ritma, your hard working mortgage guy.
And this is Ian Arnold with Advisors Mortgage.
And Ian and I want to talk about the April real estate market, along with a little bit on interest rates. We're also going to get into how the today's economy is going to affect home purchases and mortgages. But to start, we're going to do a recap. This is from MIBOR, the Metropolitan Indianapolis Board of Realtors. It's for the major metropolitan Indianapolis area. It's not through the entire state, but it is very. It's really covering most of the state, and the rest of the state is in kind of harmony with this. So I think we're in pretty good shape. First, let's talk about the median sales price. The median sales price month over month, so from March to April, went up 3.8% to $275,000. Now, that's the median price. It doesn't mean that your home appreciated 3.8%. Just means that more expensive homes sold than the month before. It obviously has a little bit to do with our value increases, but not exactly. It isn't an exact, my home went up. Also, closed sales for April were up 5.6%. So the price was up 3.8%. Closed sales were up 5.6% to $2,987. I mean, that's a pretty big number, Ian.
Yeah. I mean, but it's basically what we talked about last month when we went through this, is we saw there was going to be increase when it hit springtime because people are wanting to move now. I mean, for instance, my kids are out of school next week. So guess what? If I wanted to move now, this would be the time to start going.
Yeah, because then you can get into your house, get everybody settled before school starts again. And I was looking at the school calendars, and one of them, they get out like the 27th of this month, and they start about the 10th of August. Is that about the time your kids are?
Yeah, my kids go out this week, and then they start August 5th.
Okay. Yeah, so it's right in that time frame. Yeah. That's about 2.5 months that they're off, and so many people want to start the school year. They don't want to move their kids during the year. They want to move them
at
the start, have them start with the rest of the kids. You know, along with that, we have the year-to-date sales. We had 10,318 year-to-date sales through the 4 months. We had 12,520 year-to-date residential listings. So that gives us a current inventory, active inventory of 1,979 homes. Now, that sounds like a lot of homes, but when you start splitting it up by price range and areas, there really aren't that many homes out there.
No, not even close.
I remember seeing back when I was in new home sales, there would be 12,000 homes available.
Mm-hmm.
Even new homes under construction, it was a much bigger number. This number is incredible to me. It was already low, but the average days on market for April was 15 days.
Yeah, and when you look at that, 15 days, we dropped in 1 month, it dropped 4 days. That is crazy. So like we said even last month, if you're not ready, if you're not up jumping in as soon as that house is listed on the market and jumping in there to see it that day, that if not the next day, you're probably going to be out of luck.
Yeah, all these numbers, every single one of these numbers is saying that. When you go, if you're going to go looking at homes, you have to be ready to make an offer. And it's exactly what we're seeing when we talk to the real estate agents, in the pre-approvals that we're doing and the purchase agreements that we're getting. It's right then. You see the house, you better send an offer in if that's the house you want. And it's really tough on people who are just starting, because that's a hard thing to do when you're spending that much money, to just go in and say, okay, I like this house, I want to buy this house. because you don't want buyer's remorse. You don't want all those other issues. And it's a tough situation for people. But it is the reality. If you don't, you're not going to get the house.
No. I mean, to say, oh, let's think about it tonight. Yeah, that doesn't work. That might work in the car business if you want to go buy a car, but right now in the housing market, that is not working.
I don't even think it's working on cars. My son wanted to buy a car, and he's put it on hold because he isn't in dire need of buying another car. But he did. He went and he found a car. He went and drove it. He was thought wanted to think about it, and then he decided, okay, I'm going to go buy it. It was sold. Wow. They aren't. I mean, there's no inventory.
Yeah.
Most of what you're buying is on its way in. It's or being built or scheduled to be built.
Yeah, especially when it comes to new cars. New cars with that chip shortage, you can't find anything.
Right. It's devastating. The month's inventory is 0.7. That means that for what we have, it only takes 0.7 of a month to sell every house that we have on the market. That's crazy.
So look at it that way. So 0.7 for the whole entire, and houses are selling in 15 days. So if you look at it, all the houses on the market, and what? That's roughly new listings is 3,800. So almost half, a little over half of those are going to be gone in 15 days. That's crazy.
It is crazy. The and then mortgages have gone up. Rates have gone up a little bit. The average back in August was, somewhere in the low to mid fives every day. It's such a hard thing to know what rates are going to be. The best thing with rates is to, go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com, hardworkingmortgageguyorguys.com, and go there. If you want to know what rates are, you got all our contact information. Get a hold of us. Ian and I will, if we don't answer, we'll try. If you send us an email, we'll get right back to you. We'll do the best we can. And we'll go through, get your information. And that's really the only way to know what rates are. But until you lock the rate, you just don't know. And we'll probably give a little bit more update on rates here in a little bit. But what about the actives and solds?
So like you said, when we're looking at the actives to the solds, so the solds, I will say this right now, are far outweighing the active right now. So, I mean, again, like we've been saying, the sales. But here's where the main range is where it is most the average is between 200 to 299. That's just where Indiana usually stays. And that's the middle ground. But the most of the houses are selling are anywhere between 100 to about 400,000, and then you start getting trail off to the outliers. I mean, so for instance, Tony Stewart's house is like 47 million or something. I bet you that one's probably still pending or still on the market. So if you have that, go ahead and find it. But the mass majority of houses in Indiana right now are selling between that 200 to 300 mark.
Okay. Yeah. And it sounds like up to about four, you said. That's kind of our sweet spot.
Yeah.
But, I'm noticing more and more higher and higher priced homes. And you can tell that our prices have gone up because conventionally FHA, they all raise their lending limits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our conventional lending limit is almost $650,000. Yep. It's way up there. And it just means you can buy so much more house conventionally. FHA is way up, so these numbers are much higher than they have in the past because prices have gone up. So understand. And the other piece of this is that when you're looking at all this, you're realizing that you really need to, if you're going to go look at homes, you're going to need to be prepared. So what is the first thing you need to do to get prepared?
You need a pre-approval letter.
Absolutely. That is the very first thing. Every agent I talk to, every realtor I talk to tells me the same thing. That's what they want. They need a pre-approval letter. So if you're thinking about going to look at homes, even before you go look at them, you need to get with us, hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. Get our information from there. Give us a call. Send us an email. Send us a message. And we will get back with you. We'll run through the information. We have to get a lot of information to be able to provide a pre-approval letter. But even before we do the pre-approval letter, we want to talk about it and get an idea of what you're after, what you're trying to accomplish so that we can help you get there. Some people, there's work that needs to be done to get to that point. Sometimes they, you know, there's not enough money saved, or how can they come up with the money, or they have, there's credit issues. Some people, there's nothing. It's a, they're ready to go. Everything looks great. So it just really is worth going to hardworkingmortgageguys.com and contacting us. The other piece of this I thought that was interesting, you know, we talked about the 4 days. We dropped 4 days from March to April on your days on the market. But the new listings went up some. In March, we had 3,618 new listings. And in April, we had 3,870 new listings. That's 7%. And the pending sales went up also, but it only went up 4.6%. So we actually should have a few more houses on the market today. But
when you say few, you actually do mean a few.
A few. But because of the time of the year, that all that's expected, and there's more buyers on the market. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out for our June number, our May numbers that we get in June. We'll have to, it'll be interesting to go over those numbers. And those were kind of the biggest issue, or the biggest thing I wanted to go over on the market. You know, before we get into what's going on in the economy, what's going on, what's affecting mortgages and our markets, we're going to go to break. And after the break, we'll talk about today's economy.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us. This is Indy's Real Estate Gurus, and I'm Rick Rittma, your hardworking mortgage guy.
And I'm Ian Arnold with Advisors Mortgage.
And we really do appreciate you being here today and listening. If you have any questions, you want to talk, you know, have anything you'd like to discuss, or you just want us to discuss something on the radio, please go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. And let us know, and we will do our best to answer your questions and hopefully put it on air. Ian, now it's time for our question of the week.
Yep. The question of the week is sponsored by Debt Crusher Mortgage, relieving financial stress that comes with life. If you have a mortgage or own your own house, contact the experts at debtcrushermortgage.com to have them put together a free savings report for you. So last week's question was, I can fly, but I have no wings. I can cry, but I have no eyes. Wherever I go, darkness follows. What am I? I asked my kid this, and he actually got it right. Took him a couple guesses. It's a cloud.
Well, he's smarter than I am. I couldn't figure it out.
All right. So for all you numbers people out there, here's one for you. I add 6 to 11, and I get 5. Why is this correct? Again, if you want to go to Hardworking Mortgage Guys and email us, we can go ahead and tell you if you're right, if you don't want to wait till next week.
Yeah, these are great questions. You put them together and they're great questions.
All right, so let's go ahead and talk about what's the economy doing and how does that affect normal people and also towards the mortgages and stuff like that. I mean, you and I talk about it. So we'll start with the first one that I see. You've saw the whole transition because you've been in the business for a long time. And I saw the last part. But the main thing we see, we don't see people anymore. Most people do everything online. So whether it's sending us documents, signing disclosures, people don't realize you can be at your work. We can send it to you. You can do everything and send it right back. You don't even have to stop in the office, which is weird.
It is weird. And I'll tell you, for me, it's not just online. We're on the phone. We do a lot of conversations with people on the phone. We do a lot of conversations via email. We do conversations via text. Conversations, like I do a lot of videos that I put out specifically to people normally in my emails, so that I just find it's easier to communicate sometimes by talking rather than writing it down. But it's a totally different world. Back when I got started, everybody came into the office, and it was a much, you know, it was harder for them because you had to get the time, figure out the time, you know, schedule everything.
Take time off work.
Yes. Now they don't have to do any of that. They can do it at night. They can send it to us. We had to do a Zoom call. We can do Zoom calls. I mean, there's so many options today to talk to people. It is, I think, very helpful and makes it a lot easier on people to do that piece. The mortgage piece, the paperwork part, has changed a little bit because of some of the changes that they've made in the conventionally with what they require. But getting those documents and things has also become a lot easier because you don't have to drop by. You can put everything in. We have secure areas to upload documents. So it's really, really helpful.
So that's where it's affected us. Now, when it's affected customers and stuff, is we see a lot of people that can work from home. We see a lot of people that even have a hybrid system. So, for instance, my wife got her company got bought out. So she started looking for jobs. It was funny, she said, when she's looking at jobs, and she didn't mind working in the office. She didn't mind. But when somebody said that they were at home, most people everybody applied there. But people who said that they had to work in the office, companies said they had to be there. She said it was probably like 10% of those numbers.
Wow.
And I thought, at first you're thinking, wow, we were used to working at home, but now people don't want to. So what they've done is they wanted to work from home and then transition their home into parts of their home into an office. So I know you've seen quite a few of your customers try to remodel and stuff like that, which, hey, if it works for you, great. I'm not the person that loves working at home. I like to come to the office. I like the chit-chat and the whole camaraderie of seeing people, but that's just me.
Yeah, I agree. I prefer to work from an office. I don't know in this whole time if I've spent more than 8 hours working at home other than, on the weekend or evenings when I have things I got to get done, mm-hmm. which I always did. But I don't think, even when I put in my schedule, I'm going to stay home, I can't. It's just easier to come in for me. But I also think it does matter what your house is like. In other words, if I had a designated area that was made into an office that I could shut the door and really preferred, I'd have something outside, like a little shed type thing that was all fixed up and you had air and all that stuff, I could do it because I just need to get away. I agree with you, though. We're social people, so we want the camaraderie. We like to be around people. I want to go back to one of the other things. We had talked about, how people are online and over the phone. What about, most people or a lot of people start their shopping online. Mm-hmm. However, the problem with shopping online is you don't have all the information. When you shop online, there's a lot of nuances to a mortgage. You really need to talk to somebody.
Yeah. Well, you have to look at it online. Is when you go online, all they're trying to do is give you all the good stuff. And when I don't mean it as like a good, bad, but they are just trying to sell themselves. When you actually talk to somebody, they can break down. Because what you and I have always discussed, everybody's situation is different. Everybody right. has their own story. So with your own story comes your own credit things you have. Not everybody has 750 credit score. What if you have a 740? Well, guess what? If I got you a 760, you get a better credit score. I mean, you get a better rate. Okay. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, or what happens if I just tell you, if you did 20% down, there's this. That's what you select on your calendar. But if I told you you did 25% down, your rate changes. Whoa, hold on. So it's to have all the information, not just a little bit of the information.
Right. You want the knowledge.
Yes.
And it goes even farther than that, which is a number that most people don't even think about. The debt-to-income ratio. That can change what your rate is.
Yes.
Right?
Easily.
Everybody knows their credit score can change the rate. Most people know, maybe not. They know that maybe how much they put down can change the rate. What they don't know is if you put 19% down, you get a little bit better than if you put 21% down or 20% down. And then you get a better rate when you get to 25% down, or at least better pricing, mm-hmm. So it does matter. But let's get back to the, working at home. What do you think? You think gas prices and all that have anything to do with people wanting to stay home?
I think at this point in time, almost $5, I think that's going to basically have a huge impact where people are not going to want to drive as much. I mean, unless your company's paying for your gas. I mean, if you live 2 minutes away from work, okay, you're an outlier. But most people are going to live like 30, 40 minutes away and driving constantly. And what most people don't realize is when this happened back in 08, guess what happened? All SUVs tanked in sales price.
Right.
Everybody went to cars. I haven't seen that this year, which is kind of shocking to me. So either we're just getting used to it and just, but I believe that if somebody walked into an office like, hey, can I work from home at least a couple days a week so I don't have to drive as much because gas prices are? If you can easily do it, bosses are going to say yes. One, because they don't want to lose somebody because it's hard to hire people. And if they're working at home the same as they work here, then what's the big difference?
And I think that the big piece of that is there was a lot of fear that people would work at home and they wouldn't actually work. And now that we did that for so long, so many people worked from home, every place, everybody I talked to, the numbers showed that the people who worked from home actually worked just as much, if not more. They got more done. Mm-hmm. Whether they worked as much, I don't know. But that's, to me, that's never been the important thing, is getting everything done. They get everything done and everything gets done correctly and all that. I think that's a big benefit, because we have several people who work from home and it just works for them. Mm-hmm. And I know that it makes them happy, especially with the gas prices the way they are. And then a lot of people, because of all this, not just the gas prices, they did this before, but because of the pandemic and being stuck at home, they bought bigger houses where they can work out of their houses.
Correct. I mean, imagine if you're not spending that money on gas. And then, so you're saving, let's say you spend $30 a week on gas. And I'm saying you're driving a small little car, you're not driving there much. So you multiply that times 4 weeks a year or 4 weeks a month, that's $120. All right, well, there's some savings. Imagine what your house you can buy there. Now then imagine if you're working from home all the time, your wife's working from home all the time, how many cars do you need? One maybe? Because you guys aren't going very more. I mean, not saying everybody's getting rid of their second car, but that saves quite a bit of payment in there too. So we've seen it. I mean, even a couple of my friends, they both work from home, and they went ahead and upgraded. So they got that extra bedroom. You know what they took that extra bedroom into? Made it into an office. So they set up their triple screens that they needed and all that stuff, and they're happy-go-lucky there. And I'm like, that works for you, great. But as you were saying, is one reason that they might be a little bit more productive is when you get to work, what do we all like to do with coworkers, if you like your coworkers, is you talk to them. When you're at home, who are you going to talk to? Your dog?
And you know, that is a really good thing to talk about, or to the point that you're making, because the one thing that I have heard is the companies are worried about their culture.
Yes, I can definitely see that.
Because the cultures are changing, because you aren't around each other. And I also think that another issue they're having, based on what the people I've talked to, is you don't feel a connection, so you'll change jobs.
Yep.
Because I don't have a connection to this company. I don't even go there. I don't know anybody. I can't imagine how hard it was for people to start jobs and never meet anybody, only on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that would be very difficult.
Another thing is, what's with the increase in inflation? Think about how that's affecting people. I mean, that's also, I mean, even every price of food you go buy or clothes, everything has gone up. With that, especially in the elderly community, we've seen a lot more reverse mortgages because what they were anticipating on making, and with SOCH and pensions, that's not going as far.
Right.
So they're doing a reverse mortgage to help offset some of this inflation costs.
Right. And because of the increase in the values of our properties, there's a lot more available equity to use for the reverse mortgage. Because a reverse, you aren't going to go to 100%. You know, you're not going to go to 80%. You're going to be capped based on your age and a variety of things. They cap them because they continue the mortgage. If you don't make payments, which you don't have to, the mortgage continues to increase. But it is a phenomenal mortgage for somebody. You have to be 62 or older in the proper situation where they need either additional cash or you don't want a mortgage payment. and you aren't prepared to pay off your home. It is a great option. So it is a place to really help cut the inflation and, you know, or the effects, not cut the inflation, but cut the effects of the inflation on somebody who's really on a fixed income.
Correct. I mean, and then the last thing really is we like to say is low inventory. So with the low inventory, what's caused the low inventory? Well, at first, it was the low rates. So when the government lowered the funding rates back and forth to the banks, well, that lowered our rates. So that what that meant is you were getting houses for like 2.5%, 3%, far lower than what you were ever anticipating. So houses just started going way off the market. And then once that happened, now the people who wanted needed to buy a house, well, now they're short. Now everything is going fast. So that's a huge reason why the low inventory has caused this.
Yeah, and the low inventory has been caused by a variety of things.
Correct.
So it's, you know, it's we have to look at that. And I know one of the charts that we were going to go over, we're running out of time. We probably won't be able to go to it too much, is the demographics chart. We're back in 1989. Well, actually, from 1981, 80 to 1989, we saw an increase in births. And because of that, 33 years later, if I could talk, it'd be great. 33 years later, that's the average home buyer is 33, first-time home buyer, 33 years old. So we're seeing that increase in buyers. We also have seen that, you know, it's going to continue. It goes down a little bit, but it continues for another 15 years. So we're going to see this for quite some time. Well, with that, we're running out of time, so we wanted to let you know we do appreciate you joining us today. If you have any questions, you want to talk about mortgages, go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. You can contact either Ian or I from there. And if you have any needs for mortgages or have any questions that you'd like us to talk about on air, we would certainly appreciate it. Thanks again, and have a great day.